the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Let's look forward to the World Athletic Championships, which start in Tokyo tomorrow, running over the next 9 days. We have our largest ever team competing, 28 athletes. And there as well, we're delighted that Cathal Dennehy can join us to fill us in. Cathal, tell us please about this unprecedentedly large team travelling. How many of them have got realistic chances as well of contending for medals?
Realistically, Matt, probably just one athlete has any potential of contending for a medal, and that athlete is Kate O'Connor, who, of course, has won medals at the European and World Indoors this year. She's the only athlete seeded in the top six. She's actually gone in seeded fifth for that heptathlon, but two athletes, the Olympic champion and the world champion, have yet to post a mark in the heptathlon. So really, you would probably seed her about sixth or seventh. However, she does have some chance. You know, the heptathlon is a tricky event. Lots of athletes get injured. You can hit a hurdle. It wouldn't surprise me to see her knocking on the door, perhaps of a bronze medal on day two, but it is very much an improbability. But again, it is a chance. And really, looking beyond that, it's
sorry,
very,
just
very
before you move on,
sort of,
but just before you move on beyond that, Cathal, what events make up the heptathlon?
Yeah, so there's seven events. It's hurdles, it's the 200 meters, it's the shot put, the high jump, the long jump, and the javelin as well. Kate is just good at all of them. You know, she really is a brilliant master of all trades, and she's coming in the form of her life. I mean, she won a silver medal at the World University Games in a national record last month. That was her first competition of the outdoor season, so I'd expect her to probably record a score probably around 6,600 points. That is the kind of score that normally puts you in the top five or six in the world. Again, a lot can go wrong. Athletes can get injured, including her. So it is loaded, I suppose, with jeopardy. But Kate, as we've seen at three different championships already this year, where she's won three different medals, albeit at lower level championships, she is an absolute clutch performer. The bigger the pressure, the more gravity that's on the moment, the more she rises to the occasion. So it wouldn't surprise me at all to see her in that top five. And maybe if there's one or two slip-ups elsewhere next Friday, next Saturday, she might just have a shot at a bronze medal.
What about our brilliant 400-metre women runners, the likes of the Charlene Maudsleys and Sophie Beckers? What can we expect from them?
Yeah, well, I think really realistically, you know, Rashida Adelecki is the only kind of athlete who was at the talent level to make an individual final. It's highly, highly unlikely that Sophie or Charlene would make the individual final. More likely for them is that they can get into the semi-final, but even that could be a struggle because it really is just a cutthroat competition. So they will be lining out tomorrow in the mixed relay. The heats are going to be on in the middle of the night, Irish time, just before 4 a.m. If they make the final, and I think they have a very good chance of making the final, that final will be taking place tomorrow night in Tokyo, just after. It'll be 2:20 p.m. Irish time tomorrow afternoon back home. Again, they've made finals before without Rashida Adelecki, as much as they're going to miss her tomorrow. I think they're capable, again, of making the final. But unfortunately, you have to be realistic here and say they pretty much have zero chance of a medal just because missing that split from Rashida Adelecki, she normally splits, you know, 48, 49 seconds. You're losing 2, 3, maybe even 4 seconds without her there, which is just too much of a loss for the team to be realistic medal contenders. But again, if they can make a world final without her, that would very much speak to the growing strength in Irish athletics.
So for the 4x400 women's, who will make up the team? And then when you get to the mixed, who's likely to be the two women and who will be the two men?
Yeah, so I think it's still a bit up in the air, really, and they don't like to reveal their selections really until they go into the call room less than an hour before the race, because they don't want to, I suppose, give too much away, and other teams will be looking out for the team announcements on Twitter and things like that. So we don't actually know officially, but I would fully expect the mixed relay to be Sophie Becker and Charlene Maudsley for the women, and then it would be Jack Raftery, the national champion, and the young rising star Connor Kelly. He's the European under 20 champion. And then, yeah, it'll be a combination of the athletes then from the national championships in the women as well. But again, it's the kind of team that could perhaps sneak into the final, but I think is probably going to be an underdog to make that women's final make the following weekend. I think perhaps the better chance in the relays might come tomorrow afternoon. And I think a big reason for that is that a lot of the other bigger nations, a lot of their athletes who are going in looking for individual finals will just not want to run two races in one day on the very first weekend of the championships and just having carrying fatigue into their individual events. So it could be a good opportunity for Ireland, who are, besides Rashida Adelecki, at full strength otherwise, in that mixed relay tomorrow.
Just remind people, why is Rashida Adelecki not in Tokyo?
Yeah, so she pulled out last month and she had been kind of underperforming relative to her usual brilliance for much of the summer. And she pulled out of nationals at the start of August, and then a couple of weeks after that just announced that she is pulling the plug on her season, bringing the curtain down early, which she said was due to physical setbacks and just lingering problems that she was dealing with throughout the year. And, you know, as her coach said to me about a week ago, she said she's just not ready to compete at a world-class level. Some people think there might be more going on. It's possible that there could be, but I haven't, certainly from talking to a lot of people in Irish athletics, I haven't heard anything to the effect that there might be another reason other than her simply just dealing with physical issues throughout the year and not being ready to compete at a world-class level.
And indeed, are an awful lot of the athletes, not just the Irish league athletes, going into these championships after a very long season, perhaps meaning that they won't be able to perform at their best?
Yeah, well, I think everyone would have accounted for that very much. You know, the only time the World Championships have been this late or later before were back in 2019, and that was due to it being held in Doha, due to the desert heat over there would have been stifling in the real summer months. But this is the way it's going to be going forward. World Athletics have decided that, you know, much like American football, the Super Bowl finishes the season, they want the big showpiece event of the year to finish their track season. So it's going to be a September slot going forward. We'll see how well that works, but I think all athletes, you know, a lot of these athletes have been racing on the track since April, May, and obviously lots of athletes racing indoors in February and March as well. It's a very tricky thing to get right, but when they would have been planning their season, you know, in the autumn last year, they all would have been accounting for this and just maybe moving that peak goal date back a month, as opposed to its usual slot, which was typically early to mid-August.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other athletes. How about Sarah Healy in the 1500 metres? What can we expect from the 3000 metre European indoor champion?
Sarah is seeded, I think, 10th going in. 12 women will make the 1500 metre final. It would be an absolute disaster if she didn't make the semi-final. But I think, you know, Sarah has finished top three at four different Diamond Leagues this year. But that can sometimes give a bit of a false impression because, you know, a lot of athletes skip the Diamond Leagues and it's not full strength. You know, if everyone is on the line, you would probably have Sarah, you know, between about 8th and 12th or so in the world in terms of the way she's been running on the circuit. But again, championships can be very different. There's no pacemakers. These middle distance races, they can jog around for two or three laps and then it can suddenly just turn into a 400 meter burn up on the last lap. Sarah would much prefer a faster race. So a lot of it will come down to, I fully expect her to get into the semi-final. The first six from each semi-final would automatically make the final. And to me, it could be a 50-50 chance whether, you know, Sarah is in that top six or just outside it. It's all going to be about being in the right position, holding your nerve on the big stage. And we've seen huge strides that she's made in that psychological department this year. She really got it right at those championships earlier on in the year. So I think it's well within her capability. I think she'd be a slight favourite to make the final, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if she unfortunately got knocked out in the semi-final. And that's just being realistic because, as I said, it's cutthroat at this level.
What about Mark English in the 800 metres?
Mark English, I would say, is a big underdog to make the final. You know, he's running out of his skin. He's smashed the national record three times this year. But again, 14 men, like he's brought it down from 144 to 143, but there are 14 men against him who have run under 143. So that just underlines how big a task he's facing and trying to make that final, because only 8 men will make the final. It'll be 3 semi-finals. First 2 automatically from each will go through, and then there'll be 2 non-automatic time qualifiers. So a lot of this, unfortunately, can come down to the luck of the draw. You get put in the semi-final that goes out of the fast pace, maybe 4 go through from one semi-final. You get put in the one that goes out of the slow pace, maybe only the top 2 can go through. I think Mark will really, really struggle to make the top 2 in any of those semi-finals, but I could definitely see him finishing 3rd or 4th in the semi-final. And if he's got the right draw, in the fast race, he could make the final, which he's never done at this level, despite his 5 European medals. But if it's ever going to happen for him, it's got to be this year.
And we should emphasise, it's not just about winning medals. Getting to the final of a World Championships is an extraordinary achievement. Andrew Coskeran, he's running about the 1500 and 5000. Now, is that maybe a little bit too much hedging of bets?
Yeah, well, I suppose this can go either way. You know, I think most people would think his far better chance of making a final is going to be in the 5,000 meters. You know, the last 4 global championships between Worlds and Olympics, he's made the semi-final, but it's kind of just like keeps hitting that crossbar. He's kind of, I suppose, whether it's ability or talent or whatever else, he just doesn't seem quite capable of making that final jump into a global final. He's been running brilliantly for a lot of this year. He's had some bad races in there. Unfortunately, one of those was his last race in Brussels. I mean, my own opinion would be that it might be better to rest up for the 1500 to save his legs and just go all in trying to make that 5,000 meter final. But he is, his background is as a classic 1500 meter runner. That's what he would see himself as. And the way he's been running for a lot of the year in a new coaching setup over in Manchester, he fully believes he's capable of making the 1500 meter final. It could backfire on him. If he doesn't make the 1500 meter final, he's going to have 2 hard races in his legs that could blunt his chances of making the 5000 meter final. But you could also look at it from the other way, which is that it's better to have 2 bullets in the chamber, fire 2 shots at this rather than just the 1.
Okay, and very briefly, one other thing. Obviously, sadly, Ciara McGeehan is not there because she's continuing with her cancer treatment. But it is very interesting, isn't it, that the world silver medalist in 2023, who knocked Ciara McGeehan off the podium into 4th, will not be racing this year.
Yeah, she won't be. That's just been decided at the Court of Arbitration for Sport this afternoon that essentially what happened was there was a dispute with the a doping control officer who went to her house to pick up a sample. They had a bit of an argument. The doping control officer left. The Ethiopian, basically, arbitration panel cleared her to compete. And the Athletics Integrity Unit, which is the global governing body for anti-doping, they looked at that decision. They decided that she had committed an infraction. They took that case to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. And now Welteji is going to be suspended and not going to be able to line up in those 1500 meter heats tomorrow. That case will play out eventually. It'll take many months, I'm sure, to decide the rights and wrongs of that. But really, from an Irish perspective, it's quite upsetting for a lot of Irish fans because that was the best performance of Ciara McGeehan's career, a performance, a national record in a world final that many would have felt deserved a world medal. And if it turns out in the end that Deriba Welteji is a doper and is trying to dodge drug tests, then it'll be leave a very, very bitter taste in the mouth.
Indeed.
Because it will be a medal that has been stolen from Ciara McGeehan.
Carl Dennehy, thank you for joining us from Tokyo.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.